Good morning. A Spanish light military aircraft crashed into the sea yesterday, killing the pilot and a trainee. The turboprop training plane came down near La Manga only 3 weeks after an Air Force jet crashed in the same area, killing the pilot, who was a flying instructor. An Air Force spokesman said yesterday's incident took place during the takeoff manoeuvre. The crash took place as the plane hit the waters of the Mar Menor near Santiago de la Ribera. The pilot's names have been confirmed and the families informed. Daniel Malero Ordóñez, an Air Force commander, was the instructor, whilst the student pilot was named as Rosa Almirón. According to a witness, the engine developed a strange noise just before it hit the sea. The mayor of San Javier attended the scene along with the president of the Murcia community, who were both on a walkabout of the area inspecting the damage caused by the recent floods. Spanish lawmakers yesterday unofficially began campaigning for the looming repeat elections in a lively Prime Minister's Questions, in which party leaders blamed each other for the political deadlock that will force voters to return to the polls for the fourth time in less than 4 years. Following 2 days of consultations with the political parties, King Felipe yesterday decided no candidate had enough parliamentary support to form a government, a decision that paves the way for another round of general elections on November the 10th. Meanwhile, Spaniards were frustrated and angry after being called to the polls again, as some said they would stay away from the ballot box, making it harder to predict how the political deadlock could be broken. Political analysts have said voters are weary of being called to the ballot box and turnout might be lower than usual. The Guardia Civil have apprehended 4 unauthorised migrants that reached the municipality of Aguilas on Tuesday night. 11 more were caught as they landed close to Cartagena, some 350 kilometres further north than the areas that are typical destinations for the refugees. Better weather has made the crossings easier and has restarted the steady flow of African migrants attempting to cross the Albarán Sea on board small boats. And the National Police in Torrevieja yesterday arrested a 35-year-old man wanted for a rape in Italy. The man had previously escaped from the police in Turin by jumping through a window at their headquarters whilst being questioned. He jumped through the 4-metre-high window and fled to Turin's train station. Specialist agents received information from his native Gabon that the attacker had fled to Spain. He was monitored by both Italian and Spanish authorities and eventually found and arrested in a Torrevieja apartment. A National Police press release said because of the man's considerable size and build, it took 5 agents to apprehend him. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.